Time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. On the line with us this morning, non-game wildlife specialist Gia Crozier, to talk about an unusual reason for the death of some eagles right here in the Northland. Gia, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Gia, are you there?
I am.
Okay, good deal. Sorry about that. Had a button that I neglected to push.
Good morning.
We talk a lot about on this show, Laura Erickson on her program For the Birds has talked a lot about lead shot and how that is really a tragedy for eagles. Our local Wildwoods Rehabilitation frequently posts photos on social media of eagles on their way to the Raptor Center or eagles who don't make it. Who have ingested lead shot. So we're getting there, our awareness about lead shot and eagle mortality. But we don't really expect bald eagles, of all things, to be hit by cars. But now that it's roadkill season, it happens. tell us how that actually happens.
It does. You know, it happens all year round. We get calls spring, summer, fall of eagles being hit, but fall is a particularly bad time of year because at this time of year we have a lot of deer moving around, they're crossing roads, they're getting hit, so that increased amount of roadkill is attracting eagles to the roads. And surprisingly, eagles just take a really long time to get airborne. They're just a large-bodied bird with a big wingspan, and it just takes them a long time to get off of that roadkill and into the air, and so they tend to get hit by cars. People just aren't expecting eagles to take such a long time. And another issue is that what eagles tend to gorge on food, so they're sitting on the road, they're eating this very large meal, and it weighs them down. And for some eagles, it actually prevents them from being able to fly for a couple of hours. So that's another reason that eagles are getting hit. They're just slow, and they're weighed down by this heavy meal, and people don't expect that the eagle is going to take off so slowly.
So you need to be thinking about Thanksgiving dinner.
Exactly.
And you need to picture someone saying to you, you know, as you're shoveling that last forkful of pumpkin pie in your mouth, get up, run, go. And
right.
How quickly you would or would not be able to actually make that happen. People are so impressed, too, by looking at eagles. I don't know. I've been up here for quite a while, and I never, never, never get tired of seeing a bald eagle that I tend to be so busy rubbernecking that I'm really not always paying attention the way I need to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, the best thing people can do to try to prevent from hitting an eagle is just to slow down. So if they see roadkill on the side of the road, or they see an eagle sitting on the side of the road, or even a bunch of ravens in the ditch, there could be an eagle in there that you just can't see very well. The best thing we can do is just really slow down, give those animals space, and be aware that eagles take such a long time to get off the ground that you just need to be at a really slow speed. Another possible action that people can take, as long as it's safe, is to try to pull roadkill off the road and farther into the ditch. We don't want people doing that if it isn't safe, but if it is possible to do so, that will also be able to prevent death.
You know, another thing that Laura Erickson mentioned in connection with an experience that I had where I was driving along the highway and I wanted to stop and take a picture, so I pulled over to the side of the road to photograph, and that actually ended up flushing the eagles. And so that ended up, you know, I mean, I had all of the best intentions, but you know, you learn better, you know better, you do better. And that ended up actually spooking the eagles. And so if you do want to stop and take a photograph, have a long lens and be a long way away.
Yeah, it's true. Not only may you hit it, but it may fly into the line of traffic and other people might hit it. So it's really not a good idea to pull up next to any wildlife on the side of the road because you can spook them into the road and cause damage to them.
And, the eagle that flew right over the car at one point that was trying to, as you mentioned, you know, achieve lift and just barely missed the windshield. And because everyone lived, it was a happy story. And it was really, really cool. But it could have easily gone the other way. So give eagles some room and just keep thinking they've been eating pounds of venison. They're not going anywhere in a hurry.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Gia, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk to you, and let's hope we can do a little something-something to keep our national symbol safe as they're gorging on roadkill by the side of the road.
Yeah, thank you very much for your interest in protecting eagles, and just want to remind everyone that the non-game program is funded with taxpayer donations, so please look for the loon on your tax form.
Non-game wildlife specialist Gia Crozier joined us this morning to talk about how to keep bald eagles safe on roadways. We're so lucky that we get to see them so often up here, but we need to do our part to keep them safe. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.